This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. One person involved in a car accident with a Grand Junction High School wrestling team has died. 18-year-old Julio Vasquez Gonzalez was a passenger in the SUV that struck the team bus 2 weeks ago. 16 people suffered various injuries in both vehicles from the crash, according to Lakewood Police. The driver of the SUV was 22-year-old Andrew Logan Miller. He was arrested and charged with multiple counts of reckless driving, child abuse, and speeding more than 40 miles per hour above the limit. He could now face additional charges, including vehicular homicide. President Donald Trump is reportedly thinking of reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3. Republican Congressman Gabe Evans says he wants to see details for what products exactly that reclassification would cover.
I have no problem with CBD. I have no problem with a lot of the other cannabinoids that are in marijuana, and so I think we have to be able to study those sorts of things, but I also know that we have to make sure that we don't have people operating cars or going to school under the influence of THC.
The move would not legalize the drug, but a lower classification would make it easier for cannabis businesses to operate and for research to be conducted. Sports and sporting events generate up to $280 million annually for Colorado Springs. That's according to the first Pikes Peak Sports Economy Report released last week. The $280 million comes from the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and its athletes to the city's three colleges, as well as professional teams like the Switchbacks Soccer Club. The study finds nearly 2,000 local full-time jobs exist in the sports industry. This is CPR News.